بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السابع عشر عن سعيد بن عبد العزيز عن ربيع بن يزيد عن أبي إدريس الخولاني عن أبي ذر جندب بن جنادة رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين. There is a hadith, a little bit of a lengthy hadith in this chapter of striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and thereby what is meant is to engage in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala as much as possible, nafal ibadat. This hadith Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says the people of Syria regarded this hadith as the most noble hadith. So it is great subject matter. Allah give us tawfiq to listen properly and to ponder in it and to practice upon it fully, inshallah. So Hazrat Sa'id ibn Abdul Aziz narrates عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن الله تبارك وتعالى. He narrates from Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, who narrates from Allah تعالى. This is a hadith which is called Hadith Qudsi. That is a hadith, but the speaker directly is Allah تعالى himself. Allah تعالى speaks. So Allah تعالى says, أنه قال يا عبادي. Allah says, oh my servants, إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. Oh my bandas, I have made zulam haram on myself. I don't make zulam, I don't oppress anyone, and I've made it haram amongst you people also. So none of you should oppress one another. And we should be careful here that whether it is within the family, if the husband is oppressing his wife, treating her wrongly, our children, if we don't give them the proper Islamic upbringing, that is also making zulam on them. If we don't give them proper Islamic education, Islamic values, and we give them the values of the animals of the West, and those things have value in their eyes, that is also making zulam upon them. And whatever other type of zulam, wronging a person, we should be very careful and stay away from that completely. Then further, Ya ibadi, kullukum da'adun illa man hadaytuhu fastahduni ahdikum. O my servants, all of you are astray, but those that I give hidayat. So seek hidayat from me and I will give you hidayat. So this is also a thing that we should make dua for regularly. And we should consider now amongst ourselves that whether I ever ask Allah Ta'ala for hidayat, or do I take it for granted what I am doing is right, and that I will be doing the right till my mort. Have I got control over everything? And we should ask Allah that guide me to righteousness. Many a time, many a person is doing the very wrong things, and he thinks he's doing right. So we should ask Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, you guide us to righteousness. And nobody has in any case got the guarantee that till mort is going to be on hidayah. We need Allah's help fully. So we should be making dua. And we should consider that, when do I take out some time to make dua and ask Allah for hidayah? Or is it a thing that is not important to me? If it is important and it is only by Allah, then the right thing is, and the only way to get it from Allah is to make dua. Ya ibadi, kullukum ja'un illa man at'amtuhu fastat'imuni at'imakum. Oh my servants, all of you are hungry. But those that I feed, so ask of me for your rosy and I will give you your rosy. I will feed you. Our food also is fully in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. It isn't the money that we have got in our banks, on our credit cards, or what we have bought and stored in our houses. All that at any time can become destroyed. Ants can come in there, other things can come and it can destroy it. It's only who Allah feeds. So we should seek rosy also from Allah Ta'ala. Today, maybe our financial position is strong, we are earning well, we have got no problem, but what guarantee have we got tomorrow it's going to be the same? If we get retrenched, if we become unable to work, we get paralyzed or something, it's only in Allah's hands. So we should be asking Allah for our rosy. That also each one of us should think, when do I ask Allah for my rosy? Or do I take it for granted, I've got a very good shop, I've got a very good job, so I'm all right. So in other words, I don't need Allah. If I need Allah, am I asking Allah or not? That will show whether in actual fact I do need Allah in my life or not, whether we are making dua or not. Ya ibadi, kullukum arin illa man kasawtuhu, fastaksuni aksukum. Oh, my bandas, all of you are naked, besides those that I clothe. So seek of me your clothing. Our clothing also, we should be asking Allah Ta'ala for all our needs. The true slave of Allah, one is a servant, we pay him, he's a servant. One is a slave, he has got nothing and is totally subjected to us. We are even more than that. That slave also, we did not make him. Allah has made us. We are fully dependent on Allah Ta'ala. So for everything we should be making dua. We should take out some time. And as the hadith starts, the most important thing that we need is hidayah. That we should be making dua. And then for our worldly needs also we should be making dua. Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ. Oh my servants, you are such that you commit gunas day and night, all the time. And we are such that even our ibadat is filled with guna. We all made namaz now, which is a great ibadat. But how many of us, our postures were not right. And in any case, almost all of us, we hardly had any concentration in our namaz. When we started with Allahu Akbar, did we think of Allah? In our whole namaz, once did we think of Allah? When we made salam, did we make niyat of the farishtas? Did we make niyat of the people on our right or left? Our namaz are also very, very deplorable. And then the other gunas, so many we commit. In our thinking, there are so many gunas. In our mind, in our hearts, there are so many gunas. So do we ask for forgiveness? Allah says, you and Allah who knows us much, much more better than we know ourselves. Allah declares, you are committing gunas day and night. So seek of me forgiveness, I will forgive you. That also we should think, do we really ask Allah for forgiveness? That, oh Allah, forgive me. Perhaps if we make dua, is when somebody is sick, what we know in our family, some close person, or somebody has met up with an accident or something, then perhaps we make a casual dua for that. But the actual dua, what is called dua, even at that time we don't really make. And all these other necessities, we hardly ever think of them also that we should make dua for. And this hadith, which is such a great hadith, and which the people of Syria regarded with great value. So we should try to make dua for all various aspects which we are in need of. Ya ibadi, innakum lan tablughu durri fatadurruni wa lan tablughu naf'i fatanfa'uni. Oh my servants, all of you together, if you want to harm me, you won't be able to harm me in the least. But, and oh my servants, all of you together, if you want to benefit me, you won't be able to benefit me in the least. But Allah is not in need of us in the least, but Allah Ta'ala loves us, and as we will ask Him, He will do for us. And He has commanded us to ask Him. And not once or twice in this world if somebody says that, hey, whenever you need help, you must come to me. Perhaps one, two, three times He will help. Then also He'll try and avoid you, etc. afterwards, he'll stop you completely also. And even if he helps, he will hold it against you, that I helped you. He'll tell other people. And Allah, if you don't take help from him, Allah Ta'ala becomes angry. And Allah, our whole life we can ask Allah. We can get tired asking, Allah will never get tired giving. We won't know where to Allah's help when it comes, we won't know how much and how to use it. So much Allah's help will come. But Allah won't get tired and Allah's pleasures won't diminish in the least but giving us. And Allah won't tell anyone and He won't remind us of our favors. And He won't tell other people that I favored you, I did this for you. So much every reason that we turn to Allah and seek the help of Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll carry on with the hadith. It still carries on. Some of the real essence of it is that we should make dua and realize that we have got these needs and we have to, and there's no one else who can fulfill these needs of us, of ours, besides Allah Ta'ala. And we should take out time on a daily basis. Get up 5 minutes earlier at Fajr time. The Hajj time is the best time. Before Maghrib, come to the masjid. Sit for 5-10 minutes and make dua and ask these things of Allah Ta'ala. Before going to sleep, long winter nights after Isha, spend 5 or 10 minutes in dua and beg of Allah for all this. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.